Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has fed Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Spirit, we commit this whole moment into your hands. Even as we exalt your name above every other name, the Lord is the Spirit, and as we exalt the Spirit, we exalt the Lord. We give you praise and glory. Thy word that is exalted above every other thing, even above your name, is about to be declared. And it shall be declared under your influence, under your anointing,
amen.
Under your grace,
amen.
Under your power,
amen.
Under your instruction,
amen.
And even as it is so done, it shall bring deliverance, it shall bring healing,
amen.
It shall bring salvation, it shall bring elevation, it shall bring change of level,
amen.
It shall bring transformation,
amen.
In the lives of your people. Because your word is sharper than two-edged sword, heavier than the heaviest hammer. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear this amen well. Amen. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Is that your loudest amen? Hallelujah. All right. How many of you believe that there is nothing impossible with the Lord? How many of you believe that there is nothing too late for God? This is the reason why you don't need to cry, nor worry about anything. Because your God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ask or imagine.
Hallelujah.
Your God is able to surprise you beyond your wildest imagination.
Amen.
When you think it is too late, that is when it shows up as the Lord of the times and the seasons. God is able to change times and seasons.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Ask somebody that's standing beside you. Do you hear what the pastor is saying? I say God is able to change what? Times and seasons. For the victory of Israel, he empowered Joshua and he stopped the sun, changed the times, and gave Joshua time enough to overcome his battle. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that every area of your life that you counted too late, may God give you extension of time, supernatural extension. When you shout a better
amen.
Some of you may think, oh, pastor, where the time is it menopause? So I can't give birth. If you can stop the time and make space for Joshua to win his battle, I am here to let you know that you will never be defeated in this life.
Amen.
God will create your time for you. There will be a supernatural extension of the times for your favor. Shout yes, Lord.
Lord,
nothing is impossible to God. God is able to do it, and he will do it. I say he will do it. I say he will do it. I say he will do it. He will do it. He will do it. He will do it. And he's doing it. And he's doing it. And he's doing it. And he's doing it. Oh, Rabba Kakalabasata.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Some of you may have read stories about people who are millionaires at the age of 25. Yesterday I read one. The gentleman said that at the age of 23, he made his first
$500,000.
He said now he's a millionaire. At the age of 30, he has a net profit of $1 million.
$1 billion.
$1 million. Then I looked at my age and I said, "Get the TBBF free man, Ebeka." No, you can laugh at me. Just continue to laugh at me, but don't forget yourself. Get the TBBF free man, Ebeka. But I came to tell you, it's not too late. Watch me.
Shame.
I say, you watch me.
Me say, what dear shame.
I will, you say, if you don't have faith, you watch me. You will be surprised. There is nothing too late. He is able to fast track time. And he's able to stop time. I was ironing my dress this morning. And once I was ironing, I was meditating on something. It was something I believe the Holy Ghost brought to my thoughts. And it's like, do you know that the most powerful thing that God, anybody can give you, if I come to tell you that I want, or better say, if I ask you, if you meet a millionaire and you want to be like him, I want to ask Pastor Mike, since he's a business person, what would you want him to do for you? You want to be like this millionaire in dollars. What would you want him to do for you?
Daddy, thank you. God bless you. Daddy, I will ask him how he went about his business that made him prosper and the ideas and the plans he implemented to get him to where he is.
You're not going to ask for money?
No, because money is not what will get me to where he is.
Are you sure?
The ideas.
If he's supposed to transfer all his assets to you.
Yeah, Daddy, if I don't have the ideas he had to manage the money to get to where he is, I may end up misusing it.
Oh, that's serious. See, that should let you know that greatness is not in the physical things that you possess. Greatness is in the ideas that you carry. Your mindset sets your life. Your mindset is what that's what sets your life. And I like something the man of God said when he was taking offering. He said, prosperity is not a promise. It's a principle. So you don't pray into me. You can't pray your life into prosperity. I pray. Even if miracle money floods your account, you are still the most poorest person. A poor man is a poor mind. That is why we have a lot of people stealing a lot of money from government and all those things. They are still poor. When they leave, they don't have anything. So this is how the communication started. Then he said to me, just so you see, if you want something great from a great man,
I say so, baby, because he be a friendly package.
Don't ask what he had.
And Miss Nia, what?
But the greatest thing he can do to you is to tell you how he became what he has become.
Nemum Shira Kasia, or the Baba Wakwemani said, or Bet Shaw Quenya or Fasua, what bedum Pempensua, where do you know?
Then I said, yes.
And Hona Mika
said, I said yes as though I know it already.
Meka Anni to send ya nami nim dada.
Only to realize that I didn't know.
Nansunami nim.
Because when he went ahead,
a son said, or toko, so no.
Then said, if it is yes, then why are you people not what I have always wanted you to be? Or what you want to be? Then he said, if a great man is telling you something, it means that he is committing words to your trust. He's committing words to your trust. If I have anything to give you as God, he said, I will commit my words to your trust.
Hallelujah.
I'm not sure somebody likes it.
Said
your beka chire wono. And a bema wayeti said ye. Opese wo ye dia. And ye dia misumi na me me kachire wono. Se wubi somu said yobe so. Usike nini di enimua. A bema wabeye said ye. Then he went, it's a personal conversation I'm sharing with you. Then he went ahead and said, the only way to become successful is to listen to the man that succeeded in ministry. The only way to become successful in ministry is to listen to the man that became successful in ministry. Then I started looking through the Bible, who became successful in ministry. Then he said, to be successful in 40 years and come and throw a party and say that 40 years ministry, I have this and this and this. And for a man to raise more than 5,000 men in 3 years. Between these two people, if you are looking for someone with ideas of ministry, who will you listen to? Then I stopped ironing. I almost bent my dress. So, wow. If there is anybody I must listen to, I must listen to the man who succeeded, started, finished in 3 years.
It's huge.
Not because he died, that's why he stopped. Death was part of his calling. He completed everything. He ordered his calling. He was able to know where to start, where to finish. And when he finished, he knew it was done. And on the cross, he said, it is finished.
Hallelujah.
Many of us on our deathbed, we can never say same. It is finished is different from I am finished. There are people on their deathbed who say, I'm finished. But Jesus on his deathbed
said it is finished.
If you are able to finish your assignment, you say it is finished. You say I am finished. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So this morning, he's about to commit his words to you. The words that will make you. The word of God is able to make you. What it says. Somebody say, I love the word of God.
I love the word of God.
Say, I love the word of God.
I love the word of God.
It is the power of God.
It is the power of God.
Unto salvation.
Unto salvation.
Unto transformation.
Unto transformation.
Unto prosperity.
Unto prosperity.
Unto success.
Unto success.
Unto deliverance.
Unto deliverance.
Unto healing.
Unto healing.
I am bold.
I am bold.
By the word of God.
By the word of God.
It makes me.
It makes me.
What it says.
What it says.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Let's
name.
Take our seats.
For my entrance.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
This morning, I want to continue the series that we have begun on the worship and the worshiper.
And open me per se and church echo of Fidiawe Muno may sound to us so eti any or sorry
worship and the worshiper.
Or sorry any or sorry any.
Are you getting blessed by this series at all?
Oh yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you getting blessed by this series at all?
Oh yes.
All right. Worship and the worshiper. We have said a lot about worship, but there is still much to teach about worship. Now, what are you doing with God if you are not his worshiper? And why are you worshiping if you are not worshiping truthfully? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
We have understood, we have tried to understand that there is what to see about a worshiper to know that this is a true worshiper. It is concluded that the fact that you are singing does not mean you are worshiping. So those of you that feel you call yourself worshiper, and sometimes when you go to the YouTube, you read Osorieba. Some people are like Osorieba, but you see this guy very arrogant and proud. This guy doesn't say. One of the things I've seen about a lot of musicians is that the moment they begin to do 1, 2, 3 programs and people gather for them, they don't even want to sing in their church. Minister Osorieba. So you come to church on Sunday, you can't find Minister Osorieba. They used to be the part of the choir.
No one can jump to.
And usually, the moment they become lead vocalists and they organize one program, and they are the ones that reorganize the program, they don't want to join the choir again. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Listen, can I tell you something very serious? Singing as a singer in a church, it is not a ministry. Listen to me. I didn't say it's not a work of God. I don't know how you say it. It is not a ministry. It's a service activity in a ministry. Asemaba. I guess that.
Yeah.
If I'm live, I know Asemaba. But I'm telling you the truth.
These
were people David himself appointed to serve in the house of God. They were supposed to be under the command of the high priest. And it is not something like I've separated myself and I am this, I'm running my ministry. No! There's nothing like that. Sincerely, it's not scriptural. I'm telling you, you may run it in order and structure it such a way that it will command a certain importance, but don't raise it to the place where it makes you bullshit the main thing.
Now,
when you come to this church, the vision of this church for every department in this church is to build yourself as unto a ministry. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As a ministry, when I talk about with structures in place and like, so when we take the ushering department, it is not enough for ushers to always stand at this gate greeting people and say that, greet people, sit down. We expect an ushering department that would grow and bring themselves in such a way that they can communicate properly with their activity, innovatively and creatively, to the extent that even outside this church, they can be called upon to be a blessing. Can you just imagine if you have a group of ushering department, who usher so well, welcoming people, they're welcoming to shake people, these people are so anointed that they shake people and healings are taking place, deliverance are taking place, and somebody's having his wedding, and it's like one day a wedding was going on in town and they needed an ushering team, and they came to call the ushering team of this church. That is what I want to see. And you go there not to go and show off, but go and minister. Because you minister through the handshake, you minister through the service, you minister through the smile, you communicate the life of God to someone. This is what we are looking at. It is not in the showmanship and you being there. So an ushering team which does not see itself like this can never see the need for prayer or 5-hour prayer that ushers are meeting. What are they doing? They are praying. You come and see them praying. Are they intercessors? No. These are ushers. But these are ushers with ministry consciousness.
Se wuye asha na se nyame twuma enni wafa sabre no mbe hu asha obo mpa ye oyese oyese nemom ne dia ne se obechia na wasere na watena se.
The Bible says that Jesus said that I am the vine, you are the branches.
Yesu say me ni efo no efo ra na woni brobe no.
If Jesus, who is the vine, is spiritual and spirit, how come the branches are carnal and physical?
Na se Yesu se onuni bobena eye den ena ne maye no ye ye honam nifo.
An ushering department that has so much life in them.
Ushers for and kwa ewo wo mu.
That somebody will be coming from home so discouraged and downcasted.
So,
but when he meets you at the door, the smile alone is a ministration. You hear God so much that you know the right word to use for the person. It is not you are welcome. There are some people when they appear there, you should look at them and say, come, it is well. The Lord will meet you at the point of your need. And that is enough ministration. You heard well. So you are communicating the life of God. So it's a type of ministration. But you don't get up and say, well, since it's working, I shook somebody, he fell under the anointing. So I think we have to start the church. I am the usher that when I shake people, miracles happen. So now, if pastor doesn't appoint me head of the ushering department, I have to stop the church, or I have to go and start the ministry. I have to go and do something else. One day I was reading a story, and I was told, I wanted to tell my media department team, that a cameraman who is so anointed focused his lens on a lady, and a demon ran away out of the lady. Lens, so we will try the photo. I saw it because we try the photo. Say, so for preacher, try the photo. We are saying, the lady fell. She was fine. Pew.
That one too few.
This is what we are talking about. This is what we are called for. It does not just come like that. It comes by price. The church must not be the same as a pub. When they go to a pub, they get excited. They get happy. They jump. They sweat. They go home tired and still bound. But when they come to church, they may be happy. They will be excited. But yet they will be impacted and delivered. There must be a difference. We must not be the same. There is no need for us to exist as a church. If people come here, you can get to a certain place. And by the time you get there, look, you are not in the mood for sex, but the atmosphere alone is able to charge you to corner one girl. And something may happen. We should be an environment that, as I was entering, I had no plan to lift my hands. I had no plan to lie down. I had no plan to sit or cry. I had no plan to take a decision to change. But the moment I entered,
Before I realized my hands were lifted.
The way an environment, an atmosphere can let somebody take a decision to see the girl. We should be the agent who creates that atmosphere that will cause people to take a decision to come out of every bondage. We must be that agent that will cause people to be intoxicated by the Holy Ghost. We have no reason to exist.
If we are the same, we have no reason to exist. Just as they are.
We've gotten to a point
that we are importing the world into the church.
Sincerely. Many years ago, the world was becoming churchy. But right now,
they
have come beyond that. But the church is still becoming worldly. Worldly. So worldly. And we feel we can keep people by entertainment. If it comes to entertainment, Shatawale Debs can do them better than us. If it comes to entertainment, I'm sure Stop Boy Debs can do better than us. If it comes to entertainment, the reason why the stadiums are full when Kotoko is playing and the church is empty is because they do it the worldly way and they enjoy the worldliness. The church is empty because the church is not doing it the heavenly way. If there is something that the people want, they want something out of this world. If it's in this world, they can get it out there. Time is here for somebody to wait on the Lord. For God to direct you. Time is here. Time is here for that child of God to meet another unbeliever. And there must be a conviction. Because one may carry a demon, but you carry the Spirit of God. If so be it that you carry the Spirit of God, how then you are equally yoked with him like that? How come? Now what is happening? The world is now pulling the church. They love to be out there. Tell me one thing that the church has done, that the world has copied. But I can tell you numerous things that the world does, that the church is inheriting. What is happening to us? What is going on? Search the Father seeketh. Those that would worship in spirit and in truth. Over the week, about 2 weeks ago, a gentleman was working for the church.
Now what church? I'm not bringing to be here. Juma myself.
Working on the pillars at the children's department.
Pillars, no more here.
And they told me something. They said they wanted to go and finish their work somewhere and come back.
I'm some person who here Juma baby no more.
Then I said I won't let them go.
And I'm sitting there, be me mama.
Because when you move, you're not coming back.
I said, who can who maybe?
You know what the guy told me?
Only my same branch. I said, suffer.
Maybe grab Bible.
I don't have Bible. I worship idols. Fully. So when I say full, it, I do what I here. Say. No,
he came to finish it.
I say, what kind of deal, so?
What is the difference between us and them?
And so, Christopher, anyone want them?
They may tell the truth by fear. We tell truth by love. We speak truth by love. We should not be afraid. A Christian that speaks truth by fear is being controlled demonically. You must speak the truth by love. But here we are. We trivialize everything. So the real nature of the ministry, how a ministry should be like, we don't see it. You have become something I may not be able to describe. But thanks be to God that he has given this church a revelation. Just two people were in the church. I said thanks be to God, not to me, that he has given this church a revelation. Do you know why you are hearing this message today? Because this is what God has called you for. When I was in secondary school, I used to pray a certain prayer. I said, God, I'm a church boy.
I
was born in a mission house.
I mean
to a mission house.
Yeah,
I have been in church
house.
For
infancy,
but I wasn't born again. So when it comes to church gimmicks, I know them, and I know how to be in a church whilst you are still not born again. Because I had been in a church whilst I was not born again. It was by the grace of God, because if the rapture had come, I would have missed it. So when I got born again, I told God something in the prayer. I said, I have seen almost everything before, but there are things I have not seen, and that is what I want to see. Lord, if you say it is you, then let me see something beyond what human beings can interpret. I told God, I said, show me your raw power. I prayed it years. Show me your raw power. Show me your raw power. Let me not lay hands on somebody who is crippled and wake up to walk. And then the cripple who woke up to walk is now walking like this. It is better he remains on the seat, because when God begins, he perfects it. If it is God, there should not be any blackness. There should not be any iota of doubt. If God healed the person, if I hold your hands and raise you, you should walk and run. You should walk perfectly. I said, God, this is what I want to see. I told God, if you don't do this, it will be difficult for you to see me praying for the single. I want to see that. Something that science cannot explain. A church in Asia was worshiping. And when they finished the worship, and somewhere lying down, somewhere standing, they finished the worship. And they were about to sit down. It's a small church. What I'm talking about is actually on the internet. In the media, people can track it and show it fine. They looked on their seat, everyone, and there were diamonds. Supernaturally on everybody's chair. Supernaturally on everybody's chair. It was a small church. Small church. But they were sincere with God. When they took the diamond to their diamond house to go and check where they test diamonds in this world for the quality and the grade, according to them, it's on the internet. Go and watch it. When they placed it in their machine to check it, the machine read, and the highest point passed it and couldn't have anything to read again. And the machine was looking for opportunity to still read. Why? Because the quality was out of this world. You cannot find it here. The maker wants them anyway. And Radhi said, oh yeah,
God,
my name food, the opportunity they are there.
Let it exceed the understanding of man.
If I come to church and I see somebody praying, Father, my landlord, Lord, please, I need 1,000 Ghana to pay this rent. What I mean to you like that? These things, I don't pray with you, or I don't pray for you. Because this is in the realm of men. I said, this is in the realm of what? I put my hand in my pocket and give you the 1,000. But if I come and meet you, say no. In 3 days, I'm supposed to raise $1 million. I don't know where it's coming from. This is where we need to consult it forward. Miracle. Divine intervention. Because we're bushing sick in a campum and tongue a bush and japa dina.
Because $100,000
cry into $1 million.
You won't get it.
You need intervention.
We have some so then a whole gym.
This
is what I'm talking about.
I watched a short video, I shared it.
Share video, be share and a Jew.
A woman
from Nigeria that got to America.
Or baby free Nigeria shopping. Or America.
I'm sure when she was going, she was pregnant. So she got there, got gave birth to the twins. They didn't give her husband visa. So she was there alone struggling. She doesn't have a place to stay, but she was with a church and somebody was accommodating her. She was a student. Still trusting God. And taking care of babies. She was shopping in a shop one day. And a white man went to her. It was actually a prank. The man was going to prank her. And ask her, black woman, ask her for $2.
$2.
The lady didn't have much. She gathered the coins in her bag and gave it to the white man. And the white man said, why would you give this to me?
She
said, I know how it feels to lack this $2 and not have it. The white man said, no, so immediately the white man took some bundles of dollars, I think $1,000,
and gave it to her.
That she doesn't need the $2. She wanted to see how kind her heart is. Do you know what the lady said? She told the white man, said, this is God. This is an answered prayer. He said, I have prayed this morning that this children's pampers are finished. Their food is finished. I don't know where I'm going to get money. God, please come through for me. Come through for me. He didn't know how it was going to happen. But she went to the shop anyhow. And getting there, God sent an angel in the form of human and asked $2. And the man gave her $1,000. He said, I cannot buy the pampers. Buy the food. Take care of this one. She laid down, she was crying. But I saw tears were coming from her eyes. I like this. I like this. Then the white man told her, I want to surprise you. Why did you stay? He said, I stay with my friend. He said, really? A week later, the lady was home. I'm sure they went to look for a house. She was there, and the white man drove to the place and went for her and told her that she should blindfold herself. So when she blindfolded herself, she took her to a brand new car
and
took off the blindfold
and
said, this is for you. It spoiled everything. The lady threw herself on the floor. $2.
$2.
Listen, the investment of the heart is bigger if it is done in love and in faithfulness. We may come to church and do an offering of one seed, but it came from a quality heart. It can give us what lifetime cannot give us. The lady threw herself down, crying, yelling, thanking this man. The man said, I am not done. The man put his hand in his bag
and
brought out another bundle of money.
$100,000.
He said, I am adding this one to it. The woman said, what is this? She told the woman, said, get into the car. The woman jumped into the car. They drove to another place. He said, you see that house there? It is for you. What God cannot do does not.
Amen.
If you stood up, receive it immediately.
I
say you are the next online.
Amen.
Something beyond your strength, your power, your energy. God is about to surprise you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This is what I call supernatural intervention. A Mephibosheth miracle. That in 24 hours, you will see yourself from the ghetto landing in the palace. If it is you, say, I am the one. Come on, shout, I am the one. That is what we call miracle.
Any friend is centering him.
And if I count, I pray for 100 Ghana cedis, Lord. I said this one is in the realms of men.
It's
in the, you can walk to somebody and say, brother, I'm in need of 100 Ghana. And he will give you. It's in the realms of men. But you cannot walk to this brother and say, Charlie,
he will
give me $100,000.
Enfa.
Somebody shout and say, Enfa.
Enfa.
Oh, can you hear say, Enfa.
Enfa.
Yeah. Enfa.
Enfa.
I'm telling you.
Catch you.
Miracle.
It
is your turn.
Amen.
I say it is your turn.
Amen.
I say it is your turn.
Do so.
Mami kasem no kure bi tiro na mi kan twi na ti ase. E to de bi e do ba bi abrabo ni e bo no. One of the factors of speed in this life is miracle. Because you can't see a jaw, come and say, you're going to say, make a tree, make if your heart, not maybe a person who knows you. Then soon, I'm here and a passable through what the center and your passable who could say, what to me come on, what to. By the time you realize you are ahead, may you receive miraculous intervention.
Receive in Jesus' name.
I pray.
May bomb fire.
You know, we are targeted 500. Attendance this year.
I feel yes, she said, Becone, we are
no crap. I said, Macumemono. I am focused on 2,000.
In my heart, no.
Macumem. Anytime I'm praying for the 500, I keep seeing 2,000. But my actions are towards 500. When we declare the 500, it was like, hey, are you okay? Oh, yes, sure, sir. But we're praying. I was praying with Reverend. I told him, I said, Reverend,
Reverend.
My faith has risen above the 500. I feel it's nothing we cannot achieve. I'm looking at 2,000. I'm looking at this one being the second service. Okoye, another one here. Eba. Umuye, another one. That before 6 o'clock or by 7 o'clock, the 2,000 people, everybody has come to service and closed.
Hallelujah.
This is what we are looking at.
This is what.
This is what we are expecting.
When in here, yes, shame.
When it comes to things like this.
Sebanye mabi se ya.
Eba evangelism na ye ye ni adi adi na. Mr. Hansen, the way I will put Juma, you follow up.
We are liberating and following up.
Follow up for 2,000. Obebre.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, miracle.
You need a miracle.
A miracle that will bring you to a place.
Like
one miracle of the Samaritan woman.
Samaritan
took her back to the city. Announced. Was the moment here?
Come and see. I have met a man who has told me all
the Bible says that the whole city.
Bible says na komuni na.
A miraculous intervention.
And you soon and then watching.
A miraculous intervention. This is what we are talking about. This is what we are talking about. I was talking with my friend. Prophet Ike Papo. And he was complaining about their meeting place and how their sacking helped them.
It
was a small hotel room.
And he said,
Bishop.
No, say Bishop.
I woke up at night.
Me sorry, Anna Jo.
I committed it to prayer.
And I'm the come
fasting and prayer, telling God about
it. I'm conjuring
that this thing you must intervene.
And I'm catching him. Said, "Dear, where the worst
out of the he slept, he was asleep
or die, you know.
And a man called him.
No, what or die? Now, bring to every friend or so.
I am not able to sleep because God says I should do something for you.
Now,
I can wait for the next morning, but please, I have to tell you before the next morning.
Was some catching one son at the chain.
He said, can you please go to Accra anywhere in Accra? Look for a
lamp.
Tomorrow morning, I am forwarding 400,000 Ghana cedis to account. That is the beginning. That is the amount. That is what you are starting with. When you are done,
say,
we will see how we will build it. As I'm talking to you right now, they are in their own auditorium. Hey, may God give you a miraculous intervention.
Amen.
Believe it and shout amen.
Amen.
Because a child when we are in school,
if you are to buy way
pursued there,
and for the government to push you, then it's going to take long.
Me dress if you and I must be sending me message and okay. The fire now. I buy where be a medical hospital. Say me call. I just traveled as a medical hospital. We do want me here. Me a medical hospital.
I helped.
I was in my simple shorts. You know, I love shorts.
When I visited one of the hospitals,
my t-shirt.
I was driving my item.
I didn't look any big. But once I was going, she grabbed me and told me,
"Say,
She said, "I am a nurse. I have
finished me a nurse in a school.
This number of years.
And fear do do say.
I have not been posted.
Now she imposed
him. I'm actually from Tema.
Me free Tema.
And I'm in this village.
And I'm work crowd we are saying.
I feel like I should tell you. You can help me.
Can't share when I will be to me a boy.
Don't know her from anywhere. I stood there and looked at her. I said, "Why me?"
I'm not a doctor. He said, "I don't know,
but I feel like I should tell
him." So yeah, me say, "Me."
Then she went on and, "If you can help me, please help me."
I said, "What?" Me patron, so be to me a buami a buami.
I said, "I've heard." I said, "Give me
and
your number."
And I'm so dear, for a number, mommy.
So the moment I came, I called the Minister of Health.
Me ban a me friend, Minister of Health.
Listen. He said, "Call this one. Call this one. Tell
him freeway. Ne catch any say."
As I'm talking to you right now, she has been posted.
Me ne waka sam praying. You're posting on.
She has been posted.
You're posting.
And she sent me a message.
And now sending me a message.
She said, "When I'm there and I think about all that happened."
Or say, "Send me wa hona me dream near come soon ina huwa."
You know what he said? He said, "You are my miracle."
I say, "Who ya men send to me?"
May God send a miracle your way.
Amen.
When you see it, you maybe say, "Ya ube bre."
Yeah.
Ube chaka nkosa. You need miraculous intervention.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
Dearly beloved, this is not the message I came to the altar with, but this is the message that the Holy Ghost is speaking through my spirit. Whatever I wrote can wait, but whatever is in this one must hear. Somebody is here. God wants to tell you that he's bringing a miracle your way. You are the reason why this message is coming. Miraculous intervention.
Amen.
You will be shocked. It brings acceleration. It brings speed. It brings change of level. Everything changes. I'm telling you.
They catch you.
And you see, your next realm of miracle is connected to your gratitude.
Now, I say, "Chenia, a deal when you mono sa when sabeka a butter when you saw a home."
Your next realm of miracle is connected to your gratitude.
So be to me, I'm where I was sent you and you full from no, but when you saw a home
and yet I got a food do and I'm a saw on your ear.
Was it not? Was it and corner kind of way? Have the other night
and Jamie crack at the medium was it? You know, was one fee.
I left them.
That is what fear, no, and you were so and had a war
because of your gratitude.
So some of you have come to a certain point. If you look at your life very well, you'll realize that you are where you are because of certain people you met in life. But you are still there because you have never remembered. So a door may open for you, but you need a gate to a greater compound. So the fact that you have one door shouldn't allow you to be proud and arrogant and ungrateful.
And not to say a pumbaco, a biamawano, and you can't say no yen is saint here, or ye be a journey and maswa. Now won't you any so?
When we open a gate for you, you have the whole house to yourself.
Say ye be a punk.
But when we open a door for you, you have a room to yourself.
Nesu ye be a punkuma de mawa and ye dime back up and a ye would dear.
Some of you are standing in front of a door and you are arrogant already. When we close, take food. Remember point where you are falling, call that person. Catch her and say, and then me tina ho me pi mo me wulu say. Say niwa baby ametri, come into her.
What
the yes had you in that
I am just.
You will come back with your testimony.
Oh yes, I will say that dance here and be back.
I'm telling you. You know what the Bible said concerning Paul and Silas.
When him niya trust him, come for Paul and Silas.
When the door of their cell got open, They got to the gate that leads, I mean Peter, that leads to the center of the city. The Bible says it opened by its own accord. If there is something I'm asking for today, for your life, for your heart of gratitude, God send you a catapulting miracle.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord send you a catapulting miracle.
Amen.
A miracle that will change the name of your family forever.
Amen.
A miracle that will rebrand you forever.
Amen.
A miracle that will shoot you to a year, about 1,000 years ahead of your life.
Amen.
Miraculous intervention. Catapulting miracles. If I talk about catapulting miracle, but you can't miracle like your father, as a time, me at all.
Amen.
It must not be in the realm where men can explain. Bese onyame onti de bi mu nkyere ho onna ne ho anti e wa wafa e mu bi e won twetwe da bre ye ye twen ne se ofa bi o share ye bo ene ye twen no odofo onyame ndi ofa nanim na won ye nsenkyere ne e bu adwene so e wo Yesu Kristo di mo ade na wa twen atse no ba bi a woni da onyame fem fri ba bi a woni nan fa mre ho emru won chire mu ase emru so na ja ja fela be we kina bi yesi na ye pastor preach na me fa bi sika na ko so si bi so si na nyame multiply the 2000 and you wetin ya work it but out with 2020 na da baba 2000 so brown $2 billion can you work it elu bi na make yo nyamia won sachrada ye kutu wo. You see, when you say that you are activating the anointing that came upon the service this morning, the miracle working anointing, worship that God that can bring this thing to pass. Oh yeah. Yeah, na yeso. Messi wuyo nyamio, wuyo nyamia. Yeah, wasatrada. Yeah, koto.
Na yeso.
Messi wuyo wuyo nyamio, wuyo nyamia. Yet tomorrow was sad. Your worship must not be because there is a problem. Whether you have a problem or not, we lift our voice and we say, oh, no, yeah. Oh, 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 as you are worshiping him, you are invoking a spirit in that direction. Yeah.
Sorry,
this is who you're gonna be.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe, you can share with your friends, take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.